You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. The Friends of the Library book sale starts Saturday, September 21st, and in this part of A Roundabout, we're going to talk to Becky Woolley and Karen Gamble about it. Becky Woolley is a local author. She writes humorous, clerical crime novels. Her latest one is called Murder Intelligently Designed. She's a member of the Friends of the Library, the group behind this book sale. We're also going to talk with Karen Gamble, another Friends of the Library member. 20% of local authors' profits at this book sale will go toward Friends of the Library. Becky Woolley, Karen Gamble, welcome to A Roundabout Chattanooga.
Thank you.
So the Friends of the Library book sale, it's coming up September 21st through September 30th. You have these sales several times a year at Eastgate. You've got thousands and thousands of used books for sale. How much money do you typically raise during one of these sales?
Well, the net for this last sale was about $17,000.
Wow.
And that's fairly common for the sales. They used to come just twice a year, but because we've had so many donations and so many discarded books from the library, we have put on for the last 2 years three sales each year and have totaled that much for each sale.
And the Friends of the Library, you're raising money for the library, but are you actually officially part of the library? How does it work?
We're a nonprofit organization, primarily organized to allow people to give to the library through a nonprofit organization, and in order to raise funds that will support the initiatives of the library that are not supported by taxes.
What are some of the initiatives that you have, some of the things you're doing?
Well, we have for a long time had book sales. The Friends of the Library have existed for 30 years or so, and for all of that time, they have had book sales for the benefit of the library. One of the things we have regularly done was a summer reading program. There's also been the Tale for One City in conjunction with schools, in which one book was chosen for everyone in the city who was interested to read. Club Lib was held for several years, and that also benefited the library. We have supplemented the budget for staff appreciation and for staff training particularly. And the new Shush Coffee that is available at the library was funded by the Friends of the Library.
And you've got a big focus on local authors at this book sale. What are you doing with local authors?
I have contacted over 100 authors, and of those 100, we have about 30 who are going to participate in this sale. These authors range from a little lady who wrote a book about her time in Brazil as a missionary to, as you mentioned, Karen Zacharias, who is coming with a friend of hers, Anne Height. And they will be here on the 26th, and they are going to do a conversation with mountain women as their presentation during the middle of the day. Her book, Mother of Rain, and Anne's book, Ghost of Black Mountain, are headed to the top. Karen has won the Okra Award, which I had not heard of. It is an award given by Southern Independent Book Association, and it's rather prestigious. It signifies that she has captured the Southern characters and the Southern way of thinking. She is was raised in Eastern Tennessee. Karen was raised in Eastern Tennessee, and her books reflect that civilization, or whatever you would call it, the people of the mountains. And this particular book is set in the 1940s. So I'm looking forward to meeting her and listening to what she has to say on the 26th. We have a writer who's going to be there on Tuesday. Let me look, make sure. Monday. Tim Champlin. He's been writing historical westerns for about 40 years, and he has books in several different publishing companies, and has been writing about, he's originally from North Dakota, but is now living in Chattanooga. So if you want to meet some interesting people, if you want to meet some literate people and get to talk with them, interact with them, and listen to what they have to say, we're going to have people doing presentations every day during the sale.
Are they going to have books for sale as well, these local authors?
Yes. That's kind of the point. There are very few outlets for self-published authors, authors who maybe their books are no longer in print, people who have things to say, people have stories to tell, but they don't necessarily get the advertising, they don't necessarily have the commercial appeal of some of the better-known authors. So I'm hoping that this will furnish that sort of an outlet for local authors. And they have responded very well and are very excited about it. And I am excited about it as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, the book sale is from September 21st through the 30th. You can find more information online at friendsofthelibrary-chattanooga.com. Again, that URL, friendsofthelibrary-chattanooga.com. Or more information is at 757-5425. Again, 757-5425. That's it for Roundabout Chattanooga. Thank you all for listening.